listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. The state's energy minister is suggesting we trust mining and agriculture experts when it comes to renewable energy. It's as a new report from the Institute of Public Affairs claims 46,000 jobs in central Queensland would be at risk if net zero emission targets are met. Mick DeBrenny says the IPA has a vested interest in fossil fuels, while the Queensland government is committed to generating approximately 100,000 new jobs statewide by 2040. A Queensland support service has welcomed almost $1 million in government funding for victims of the forced adoption era. Yesterday marked the 11th anniversary of the National Apology for Forced Adoptions. Former Prime Minister Julia Gillard's heartfelt apology in 2013 addressed the removal of around 250,000 babies from their mothers between the 1940s and 1980s. President of Jigsaw Queensland, Joanne Sparrow, says it blows her mind that so few people know about the crimes that were committed against these women.
They had no access to money to help them to raise their children had they decided to keep them. And there was really so much pressure put on them. Some women had their names forged on their paperwork. Some people were tied down. Some people were drugged.
And central Queensland is dealing with the worst outbreak of fall armyworms since the pest arrived in Australia. The Agriculture Department says December rainfall and strong sorghum growth has made our region vulnerable. Worm larvae destroy crops like maize and sorghum from the inside out, damaging leaves and roots. In sport, the classic Rocky and Mackay rivalry returns for another Q Cup season tomorrow. It's a game with consequences towards the start of the season, given both the Capras and Cutters men are yet to lose a game, while the Capras women are looking to open their account for the year.